Hello and welcome to another episode of the Plus 63 HP Podcast Reviews Edition. I'm one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me are two of my bestest best friends. I'm going to start with the guy with the pink headset, middle of your screen, Chabak. How you doing?
What's up? Tiring weekend, but I'm here, happy. Yo.
All right. And on to screen right is our man from the West Coast. Arnie, how are you doing?
Yeah, barely living, but I'm okay. Let's go.
Yeah, we are all a little beat up by the weekend, but we are here to discuss the Apple original film, Argyle. But before that, a little bit of housekeeping. We are Plus 63 HP. We have a stable of podcasts that includes a reviews show that usually drops early in the week, Monday or Tuesday, where we deep dive into a show or a movie to discuss it and rate it so that you can see whether you should watch it yourself. We also have a D&D show, our very, very first D&D campaign. We'll record it and put it on the interwebs for your pleasure. We've been having fun for the past couple of years of it. It's been a great learning experience. It's our very, very first D&D campaign. Bunch of 40-year-olds and a young lady. So that's also fun. We also have a Reacts show where we react to a curated list of video clips, featurettes, trailers. We give it a plus or a minus and see how hyped we are for that upcoming content. Occasionally, Chubax and our other bestest best friend RJ cannot get enough of D&D, so they spun off a second campaign where they are bad guys. So that usually drops on the end of the week. So almost every day of the week, you have new content to entertain yourselves with. So hopefully you can join us by subscribing to the channel, youtube.com/plus63hp. We're on all the socials with the handle at plus63hp. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you don't want to watch this video on demand, you can listen to us in the background. We are on all your favorite podcasting apps, particularly Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. And more importantly, if you want to watch how the sausage is made, we go live on Twitch during our recordings. Weekends, anywhere between 9:30 to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, but also 9:30 to 12:30 Philippine Standard Time. So hopefully you can join us there as well. Twitch.tv/plus63hp. All right, housekeeping done before I drop some stats about the movie. Let's go around the table and talk about our initial non-spoilery reaction about Argyle. So I'm going to start with you, Arnie. Initial thoughts, go.
Well, it's a unique take on the spy genre. I had fun.
Right. Chewbacca?
Yeah, it was fun, but borderline, how do you say, like a poor man's Kingsman, in a sense.
Kingsman. Interesting.
I do like the, because it had some of the flair of the actions, but of the action scenes, but it was... It went over like a little Snyderish in the not pulling back on certain elements. So yeah. How about you?
I think this movie sucked. I think I wasted my time watching it, but it was only tempered because Arnie was right. It is entertaining. Right? You have there's a little bit of good action in there. There were some actions that choreography that I enjoyed, like the blink stuff early blink. On in everything good.
The train fight.
The train fight, or every time Bryce Dallas Howard kind of like blinks and different characters pop in. I enjoyed that, but you could smell the story in the first 3 minutes. You knew what was happening. Thank God that they had very, very likable supporting cast, like Henry Cavill, great. John Cena, great. Like, I really, really enjoyed them there. I kind of wish they were used a little bit more. But it's just I'll go through the stats because that also kind of like peppers how I am disappointed with this movie. Pretty much aligned with what the reviews were when it came out. So again, Argylle was produced by Universal Pictures but distributed by Apple Original Films. So this was, you know, this had a short box office or cinema run, but this dropped on Apple TV for free. So the budget of the movie, guess. Arnie, what's your guess about the budget of the movie?
50 million, 50 to
50
80,
million. Chewbacks, guess.
100, 100.
100 million. It's 200 fucking million
Oh
dollars.
my God.
What?
Yeah, that did not look too
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
Right? Well, I'm assuming it's because it's just that, you know, a lot of it were
It's the
the
cast,
actors.
right?
Cast, right?
Oh,
Let's
okay.
say even if you give them $10 million each, that's like six or seven people that are like big stars in this movie. So maybe that's a big reason why. But also, you have to pay actors a premium when they are going to when they're doing straight to streaming because they don't have residuals on the back end. So that's something that I've read somewhere. So okay, that's idea. Because again, they don't have residuals when on box office tickets because you know it's going to come out on streaming, so you have to pay them up front. So maybe that's the reason why the box office of this, again, because this came out streaming, is only $96 million. So not necessarily like we can't really judge it apples to apples, but not great, right? So directed by Matthew Vaughn, we all know and love him from the Kingsman series, also the X-Men First Class, Days of the Future Past, Kick Ass, right? So very, very renowned actor. Like he has his own comedic flair into action. The screenwriter is Jason Fuchs. Not necessarily the most popular, but you know
Yeah,
some of the big.
Matthew Vaughn did Kingsman.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn also wrote it a little bit, but.
He did.
And then
He
Adam
wrote and
Bowling as
directed
well.
Kingsman.
But I mean the top writing credit goes to Jason Fuchs. Popular things that he's written, La La Land, so that's important. It Chapter Two, Wonder Woman, right? Pan, the 2015 Pan. He also wrote for television, you know, in Sopranos, Ed, All My Children, you know, so it's not that they're unknowns. And we have like a really a murderous row of actors like Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston, right? Catherine O'Hara. I saw this, you know, I saw the first 2 minutes, and you know, I saw Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Catherine O'Hara, the mom from
Oh
Schitt's
my God.
Creek.
Hello?
Hello, 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 hello,
Okay,
hello,
we're
hello.
back. I could hear John, but
Yeah, I lost you
okay.
guys.
All right, so that's the reason why this movie was just such, at least for me, such a disappointment because of an all-star cast, weak script, all over the place direction, and but yeah, with a budget of $200 million, box office $96 million. Luckily, though, the movie's only in 139 minutes, so just a little over 2 hours. They could have cut this a little bit more too. I mean, this would have been a nice 2 hour, under 2 hour movie. But yeah, we're gonna go through the synopsis super duper quick, and then you know, again, feel free to drop in at any time. The main through line of a story is about Ellie Conway, a novelist, Bryce Dallas Howard, that is finishing her fifth book. So she has a very popular spy series called Argylle. Argylle is this like secret agent doing amazing adventures, great spy craft, played by Henry Cavill, and it's it was commented there, which I also something that I kind of like thought weirdly about is like, why does Henry Cavill have a flat top and why is he wearing like a such a weird suit? But
I
again,
think it's
it's
because of Anoy. They copied
well,
the cover of the book. He's like
yeah,
if you're
he looks like Alfred
advertising,
from Ghost Fighter.
if you're
Yeah, but
advertising like a series of books, then you have to make an iconic drawing, and then he was lifted out
yeah,
of that drawing.
sure, yeah, and
well, he looks like Alfred from Ghost Fighter, man.
true. Even it's the weird turtleneck too. But again, it was supposed to be a fictional character going on wild adventures. So Ellie's trying to finish her series. She is suffering a little bit of a writer's block. And when the movie started, I actually really, really enjoyed the fact that her mother was also her editor. So she calls Catherine O'Hara to kind of like send notes. They seem to have a very, very strong relationship, like very, very loving relationship. And it's like, oh, it's like relax, whatever. How about I go up there and talk to you, et cetera, et cetera. So and then we just fast forward, it's like, or instead of Catherine O'Hara going to Bryce Dallas Howard, Ellie decides to hop on a train and visit her mom instead. And during the train ride, that's where the adventure happens, where a devious organization, quote unquote, the Division, actually is targeting this
Sure.
novelist because of her seemingly too accurate ways of predicting what has or what will happen in terms of espionage. So there's a bunch of guys that were gonna kill Ellie and the train, but there is this guy played by Sam Rockwell, Aiden Wilde, that saves her, in this adventure. So there's a little bit of a cutesy interaction where, like, yeah, spies aren't the ones that are in like suits and handsome and whatever. Spies are usually just, regular looking dudes. They don't stand out. That's why Sam Rockwell looked like a hobo a little bit. After Aiden saves Ellie in the train, Aiden tells her that she's being targeted, and because of her super predictive things, Aiden convinces Ellie to go to England to kind of figure out what's the next chapter. So Aiden is now seemingly encouraging Ellie to, hey, you're predicting a lot of really, really cool things. The Division thinks that you know stuff. So just write what you think that you would write, and let's go to London, because her last book is about finding a master key about the Division, where Argyle, the secret agent, was able to work with a super hacker to get secrets of the Division. So, and we go, well, Ellie, there's a minor story that Ellie doesn't fly. That's why she takes the train. She's afraid of a lot of things. So she only travels with her cute cat, Alfie. But eventually, Aiden was able to convince Ellie. So in London, the duo, Ellie and Aiden, was in search of this master key that will expose the Division, right? Ellie calls her parents for help, because during the adventure, Ellie kind of like overhears that Aiden wanted to put a bullet in Ellie's head. So it seems, at least at this point in the movie, Aiden was also one of the people that was trying to get the master key. So fast forward a little bit, parents of Ellie visit her in London, in one of the spots that they went through as a kid. This is where we realize that the head of the division was is also Ellie's dad. So that's a cute twist that
Nice
I
twist.
kind of felt coming because all throughout early in the movie, whenever Ellie said like house dad, whatever, we never see the dad, and then we finally see the dad, it's Bryan Cranston. So weird again, weirdly, Aiden comes to save, quote unquote, Ellie, because after their London adventure, they were able to find the quote unquote master key. The master key was a notebook in this hacker's
Like,
house that
yeah, okay.
that holds the codes, like written codes that it needs to be deciphered. Aiden saves Ellie from her parents, even shooting her mom. And then that's where it was kind of like explained that, hey, those are not your parents. They brainwashed you. Like Catherine O'Hara is Dr. Margaret Vogler, and your quote unquote dad, Bryan Cranston, is Director Ritter. Ritter, the head
The vision.
of the division, and all of the things that you have been writing were not premonitions, there weren't imaginations, it was your previous adventures. They were trying to jog your memory so that you can so they can follow you through, like, where you got this master key, et cetera, et cetera. But Aiden brings Ellie to a French countryside where he is introduced to the real Alfie, which is former CIA director Sam Jackson. That's where we find out, of course, the super non-twisty twist that Ellie Conway is actually
Argyle.
Rachel Kyle. R.
Kyle.
Kyle.
They didn't even make it Argyle.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, I mean, would it be a stretch to make it Argyle? Rachel
I think it
Guile?
would have been difficult to find a dial last name, but sure.
Then make
Brian from
then
Street
make the movie
Fighter.
Argyle. It wouldn't have
So
been a
that's where you kind of describe, like, yo, you are, Rachel Kyle, super spy, your old partner. The person that is playing John Cena in your books is actually Sam Rockwell. You went to adventures together. All of these things were all the things that you've done. You did get the master key, and the division is trying to find that key. Apparently, because Rachel is a double agent between the division and the division and some like loyal people from the division as well. So. Sort of figures out that the master, in order to kind of like retrieve the master key, where what they got, the notebook that they got, is the code. Rachel, Ellie slash Ellie, left information or the secrets to the
apparently a
secret
friend.
keeper,
Yeah.
Sophia Boutella. All right,
Rebel Moon
so.
Gal.
Of Rebel Moon fame. She's the secret keeper. They have to travel to the Arabian Peninsula, retrieve the master key, but from there they were also cornered by the division, et cetera, et cetera. They get transferred to their secret base. We don't know it yet, but it's in a giant boat. Aiden was being tortured to give up the location of Alfie, but he didn't give it up. Rachel slash Ellie now remembers pretty much everything that she can. So what she did was to well, instead of like, he knows that she wasn't gonna Aiden was not gonna give up the secrets. So instead, she just shoots Aiden in the heart, and figures out how to get to Alfie instead by triangulating his travel when they were going to the French countryside. In the end, we also now realize that the double agent is now a
Double
triple
agent.
agent. She figures out, like, oh shit, in her memories, I was actually going to lead the division too. So Aiden survives the gunshot to the head because of this fan theory given on how to bring back somebody that was shot in the heart before. There is this non-lethal 2-inch non-lethal area in the heart where like the cardiac corridor where if you shoot it exactly there, the bullet will go through
You
and the person won't die as long
don't
as
hit
you
anything anything that
vital,
lethal.
right?
Yeah, vital.
As long as you stop the bleeding, you'll be fine. So Aiden survives. He escapes. Rachel tries to escape as well. Tries to trick the director in giving some particular information so she can send the information of the decoded information of the master key to Alfie. But of course, during that area, there's additional security measures needed that. That stopped from transferring the information to Alfie. So they needed the retinal scan of the director. So they go into like fight mode, lots of cool fight sequences with nonsensical things that I think Matthew Vaughn was very, very high in doing, particularly which smoke bombs that were very, very bright colored. Pinks and blues. I know it's a
And
directorial choice,
yellows.
like artistic choice. So that's one. Also, choreographed fight scenes through dance. So, Aiden and Rachel in the brightly colored smoke corridor were shooting and then beating up the henchmen through dance. So that's super fun, right? After that, they have to go through the belly of the home base. Again, the home base is an oil tanker, hence their oil tanks in the belly of the boat. So in order for people not to start shooting them, Ellie poured the oil all over the floor. And then she proceeded into incapacitating all the henchmen through figure skating on oil. Another artistic choice. Very well choreographed. I feel that Bryce Dallas Howard actually knows how to skate because all the moves seemed fluid. Oh, I know it's fake because the oil was fake. There was no oil splashing around and there was barely any oil on their clothing. But she was skating around and stabbing people so that they won't shoot them. So that's And again, that's another choice. But in the end, they were able to get to the main vault where they were going to send the information from of the secrets directly to the CIA. But the directorate there tried to stop them. Alfie the cat apparently scratched the eyes out of the director, so they can't use the retinal scan anymore. So another ruse. Oh, okay, we can't send it that way. So let's just send it directly through a satellite. They went up now to go to the satellite to send the information directly there. But again, Catherine O'Hara, not yet dead, another way alive. She has a jewel box that can apparently control Rachel and bring her back into the control of the division. So, she's been ordered to
Winter Soldier
beat up and
style.
kill Aiden. So there's another long choreographed fight where they start and stop the transmission of the secrets. But in the end, there is this masked stranger that incapacitates Catherine O'Hara.
Jason
They're
Kelsey.
essentially getting Rachel out of the brainwashing spell, and then we realize in the end that this stranger was Agent Kira, Ariana DeBose, seemingly died early in the movie, but she was actually the one that gave the fan theory on how to bring somebody alive from a heart shot wound, because she survived the gunshot wound to the heart because of that particular canal at where the bullet came through. So there you go. Movie kind of ends. We're back to Ellie publishing her final novel, going on tour to kind of promote it. A stranger asks, kind of like, something that we all like in movies, just like a little bit of closure, like, all right, so what happens? What's the life of all of your characters now that you're never gonna make a book, and I hope you're never gonna make don't make any other book. Well, Kira becomes this tech genius. Alfie, the former CIA agent, finally gets the commendation that he deserves because of the or toppling the division. And then Argyle and Wyatt, like the two main characters, the two main spies in the book series, they're partners, so they're gonna live their lives together. So these are like a mirror of what Bill Rice, Dallas Howard, and Sam Rockwell would be. And then we end the movie with typical Henry Cavill to ask the question and says, like, which doesn't make sense. Like, I don't have any question, but maybe you have a question to me, because apparently, like, Henry Cavill there looks like a hillbilly version of the Argyle character. So maybe there is some subconscious thing that made him or made her imagine Argyle like that. And that is the movie Argyle. Just another question to the group. What was Argyle's first name?
I didn't
I
see
didn't catch this in the movie. I just caught this while reading the wiki.
Agent Argyle.
It's Aubrey.
Oh, because of the mid-credit scene. Yeah, I did
Oh, there's a mid-credit scene?
It's like there's like the young version, the younger Aubrey Argyle went to this pub called the Kingsman.
Ah,
Oh, I missed
And
that. I missed that too. I checked, but I didn't see it.
well, it's there. So that's why that was supposed to be my first question to you guys. If this is in the Kingsman universe, I guess it is.
Might be. There you go. That is Argyle. Let's go through like favorite things and least favorite things as well as our rating. We'll start with you, Arnie, so you wake up a little bit.
Well, the cast, I mean, there's basically none of the cast that are unlikable. I like that Cranston and O'Hara pretty much hammed it up. Your typical villain archetypes. And then every now and then basically Ellie's coping mechanism is just having Argyle talk to her. I like that. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard really worked the script that she was given. And I bet, like, because she's also a director, she's like, I don't think this is the direction I would have gone with, but okay, you're the director, I'm just the actress here. But like I said, it's an entertaining movie for me. The thing that I didn't like, okay, the first few twists. Oh wow, okay, that's a new kind of twist, yada yada yada. Her being a double agent, because she was supposed to be one of the division assassins, right? Or saboteur or whatever. It never really explained why she betrayed them. Maybe because she's in love with Wyatt. But
Or just like the division is bad.
or the division is bad. But the thing is, like, okay, what made the division bad? So what was the motivation of that division to be bad? Were they disavowed CIA agents? So
Yeah,
there's
we
not a
don't even
lot.
know what the division is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of world building done. And then even her motivation, because even Wyatt didn't know that she was a double triple agent, tells me that it's not because that they're in love. So her motivation, it seemed like she just, as soon as she started remembering, that's when she made the decision, like, you know what, I'm gonna be a triple agent and all that. So the setups are kind of weak, or maybe some of the writing, or maybe they were, I don't know, maybe this is like one of those movies that they had to push before the strike happened. So maybe that's why even like the residual issue became an issue. Because I know that the new contract, they will have residuals for streaming the
A little
actors and
bit.
all that.
Now,
A
there's
little bit.
definitely a little bit of residual, but
Yeah. And
yeah.
I also didn't like that they killed off Dua Lipa early. Come on, man. You don't just hire her just to be like,
I think that's exactly why you hire.
I think exactly.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, of course, I mean, that's, let's not be, Bryce Dallas Howard also is that eye candy, but come on. I mean, you had Dua Lipa, yeah, and John Cena was not used to, but then again, you don't see him all the time. It just is, right? But yeah, but all in all, I don't feel cheated because it was free. But yeah, I mean, 200 million, really, huh? Wow. I mean,
I was a little bit more forgiving of the movie because, again, you're right, it's entertaining, right?
yeah. I mean, it's not CGI heavy until the whole smoke bomb and ice skating, the ice skating thing. But 200 million. So something tells me it went to the locales, I'm guessing. Something like
Yeah,
that,
especially they really did not scrimp on paying hopefully paying the actors. Maybe like 50 million of it is the CGI for the two action scenes.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, they probably said, okay, just, I know it's not the best script, but we just need to push this movie. It's, Apple will pay for it. They're a trillion-dollar company. They could afford it, so whatever. So I guess it's one of those cash grab movies for those actors, and then there's that. So yeah, the cats are amazing though. I did like the cat.
I didn't.
Yeah.
It was too much.
That was kind of abused a little bit, so.
Yeah. All right, $2.
$2? What, your
Me?
rating?
Come on, your rating? Solid 7.
Okay.
$2?
So for me, I liked it until, like we were saying a while ago, up to before the story started to be revealed. So the intro was great. Like Jong said, the train scene where she's flipping, that was really creative and nice. And then when the twist started popping up, and then they went with the most boring one, is what, like, that's the one that kind of turned me off, 'cause like, I would have liked it if there was a real reason why she was able to predict things. I mean, even that's been done before, but in other shows. I can't remember on the top of my head right now, but I know
I think
it's
Stranger Than
familiar.
Fiction. I think Stranger Than
Something like
Fiction or
that, yeah,
something.
but
Yeah.
it's still less used than the double triple agent thing. That's
Yeah.
more used, you know. So I would have loved it if they tried a little more. I don't know if it made more science fiction-y, I guess.
Like Madam
Yeah.
Web type.
Yeah, I mean, I would have
Or
liked
she was
that
just like
more.
hallucinating everything, so whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just something more different. But I don't know. This the smoke fight scene was just reminded me of the Kingsman. It's practically the Kingsman scene in the first one in the hallway, where
Yeah.
Eggsy was doing stuff, but that
With no
had a
smoke.
little, with no smoke, that had more flair because Eggsy was a little more acrobatic and
Yeah.
brutal in a sense. This one was like toned down PG-13, but then the
Yeah,
style
it
was more was cranked up to 100, so it didn't vibe for me. I agree that the skating scene was better than the smoke scene. Bryce Dallas Howard brought it there, even though we know that physics doesn't work that way.
Yeah, don't shoot your guns because the spark might blow up the oil, but
No, I mean even
okay,
the putting the knives
metal on
on,
ground, metal on
even the
ground.
knives on the shoes
Yeah.
will make you move like that.
You're not going to ice skate like that on oil. That's
On oil.
I
I
know.
mean, the
You can
physics of
barely ice skate like that on ice.
the physics of knife oil versus knife ice is just different.
Kudos to the movie and the producers though for letting Bryce Dallas Howard be Bryce Dallas Howard and not like
Yeah.
let force her to lose weight. I did appreciate that. I liked it that she was
Oh.
just herself
Just herself, yeah.
and she didn't push
Hey,
it.
I like it.
It could have been a lot more here, like if they just set the time to fix the mythology, like was it Kira? The friend that
Kira, yeah.
Yeah,
That
Kira.
survived.
If they could
Yeah,
have,
Ariana DeBose.
if they could have planted more evidence that she was, I mean, it was obvious.
She's
Like John said, everything here is a little more, a little
yeah, a little bit too
predicted. But
obvious, man.
it's not. It's there's difference between telegraphing and building it, and they didn't really build it here. I mean, it
Yeah.
would have been nice if like we were seeing some stranger always helping out in the last minute, or even just once or twice, instead of just the last scene. Oh, I'm here. I was the one that sent you the email.
We're
Like,
just trying to save
huh?
money.
Yeah, like,
Yeah.
oh. And then, yeah,
Like
I
even
mean,
that, you know.
the saving grace really for this movie is the cast. So, I mean, none of them is hateable. I mean, all of them are likable. Yeah, I agree with Arnie that John C they could have used John Cena more. I always ha have a crush on Sofia Boutella, but she's another character they could have built, like, put more world building on. They just put her and then it's like she's acting like there's this familiarity between her and Rachel, but like there's no background, so it's like it's coming out as
Yeah.
like creepy or weird. And then yeah, I think that that's about it. Yeah.
Rating?
I'll go with the six. Still fun, still fine,
Yeah.
but compared to Matthew Vaughn's other works, definitely my least favorite.
It's weird because this movie for me, I'm gonna start with, my rating is at a five. It's good, you know, it's like it's not
Yeah.
super bad. It's entertaining. What makes it difficult is unlike Madame Web, where you obviously can see the people there were not enjoying, like they were very uninspired in their performances. Like almost everyone in the movie were trying. Like Bryce Dallas Howard was trying, Sam Rockwell was trying. Of course, like Henry Cavill, like he needed to be cartoony, so that was fine too. Like everybody was, I think, giving it their all. It I think
It was a
this
script,
is
like.
the sickness of if you give a lot of people too much money, they don't try that hard in making a lot of things have more value than they're worth, right? So it we have 200 million bucks, we can do CGI, we can go to these places, etc., etc., and then you don't devote a lot of things in the story, where I mean the story is comedic and shallow anyway, right? So it's not going to be like something that I can't compare it to Dune, because but if you say Dune was $190 million and this is $200 million, there's something wrong, right?
Somebody pocketed that money.
It's just like
Yeah,
you either
I bet
wasted
you,
it.
Jong, if they gave Matthew Vaughn 20 million, this would have been an awesome movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? If they give the 20
If it was
million.
it was
It
do
is
it
again,
if
it is
yeah.
because when you have more tools, you kind of are forced to use all of it. Like if you're traveling, if you have a big suitcase, sure, you can just like have a teeny tiny space and fill it up, but more often than not, we'll fill the space that we have. So I
Inefficiently.
think that's the sickness of this. But again, to its credit, like they try. I mean, this is one. It's not an uninspired movie. It's just dumb, but it's not uninspired. The other thing too is, I don't know if I'm biased, but I don't buy Sam Rockwell as a lead good
Super
guy.
agent.
Right? A lead good guy. It's not like he doesn't
He's the guy in
have,
the van. He's the guy in the
yeah.
van.
Because he also had this movie with Anna Kendrick as well, right? They where he was a secret agent, kind of like a super spy type as well. And I didn't buy that movie too, right? It is like there's certain, for me, there are certain actors that are action. That's why, our action stars are usually like the single note actors. Like they might not be able to do a lot of other things, but they're action stars, right? So I don't feel that he's an action star. So it was particularly difficult if you're switching between Sam Rockwell and Henry Cavill, action star supreme, it became a little difficult. So that's just me. And yeah, it's just I see why people like stars are doing the streaming thing now because they know they can get a lot up front. And they don't have to do a lot of tours around it, so I understand. But I'm getting more and more concerned about these streaming director streaming movies, like big budget director streaming movies. We haven't seen a lot of really, really good ones. Like it used to be like 50-50. Now it's like,
Yeah, but like I said, it might have been just like, well, there's an impending strike. Let's just push as many content as possible in case it takes a while to resolve it, which it did. So they probably just, and maybe, maybe Universal was able to finesse Apple to, fronting the budget
sure. I
so
mean, we
that,
will. We the details won't be there, but in the end, it's like they have a very good budget because they're going direct to streaming. So, like what mentioned, Trebox has mentioned, if this was one fourth the budget, then Matthew Bond would have been forced to be very, very ingenious in the stuff that
Creative.
he had. But that's the cycle of these actors and filmmakers, like. Matthew Vaughn did Kingsman in a shoestring budget, right? So once in now that you have somebody that will pay you top dollar, well, then you kind of ease on the throttle a little bit. But hopefully this will have like kick him in the balls a little bit, and hopefully his next project's a little tighter. Again, this is not bad, and considering that it's free on well, quote unquote free with your subscription of Apple TV Plus. It is quite good content. It's like it's
And was it
entertaining.
just me, but they didn't give the cat a personality? Was
No.
it
Well, no,
wasn't
it's a cat.
cute
That's one of the
or
things of a cat.
oh no, not even that, like even like a mean or a lazy or it was just there, like
It winked one time. That's it.
yeah, so I
Yeah,
was
well,
like
but this one also kind of made me think of Deadpool, because remember the first Deadpool, they ran out of budget, so they basically cut the action scene.
yep, no guns.
No guns, but it worked. And then they were meta about it. Like, oh yeah, we ran out of budget, or I left my guns in the taxi cab, so we'll just make do with what we have. This is the opposite of it. Like, they had so much money, so they became very ridiculous with the action scenes. Yeah. So yeah, because even like the oil tanker, did they actually commandeer an oil tanker to shoot or?
I won't kill Matthew Vaughn too much for the action. I mean, he was trying something. It just didn't work. But it's the story that really dropped the
Again,
ball.
it's a combination of like
The foundation, the script itself, like I don't know, because all these producers, directors, they get pitched scripts all the time. So this probably either was a Nepo baby script, or yeah, maybe something happened. They were just maybe desperate to get a script and do something, otherwise they'll lose the director, something like that. So
I mean, it's
something.
in again in the end, if you have the more money that you have, the easier it is for you to acquire better talent. That doesn't mean that's why movies are hard. That doesn't mean that if you have the best, a well-touted director, a well-touted writer, a great cast, it's not assured that you're gonna make a banger of a movie. It still needs to come together. In a way, so the chances of it coming together, $200 million movie versus like a $50 million movie, is almost the same. The chances, the opportunity to, it's just a little bit more difficult with a shoestring budget. So this is one of those things where,
I mean, just like with RRR. I mean, RRR cost less than this one.
well, it's well, yeah, you're right. Even when you're adjusting for
Currency and all that stuff.
Forex, yeah, right. So
Yeah. But because.
you'll really see, but of course there's also dozens or hundreds of big quote unquote big budget Bollywood movies that are horrendous, are just like
But
hit
RRR,
all the
like, the
cylinders.
action scenes are ridiculous. Like, me on top of Chewbacca, and then Chewbacca was and I'm shooting, and then we're jumping all over the place. But I bought it because the way they would they because they built the world properly. So I'm buying this super meta humans doing this. Well, with this one, the world building, the premise was good. Like, oh, this writer is predicting things. And then when they unraveled the story, like, okay, so no more stakes. So there you go.
Yeah, it could have been again, I think it's a lot of it is the marrying of the writing and the directing, and sometimes it just it didn't fit this time. I mean, it's hard. I mean, very, very few movies are, and we're gonna go back to Dune, but very, very few movies are Dune where everything hit all at the same
I
time.
mean,
Like, Kingsman, they had some weak moments, but the strong moments carried the movie enough. This one didn't.
I'm guessing it's the same as you guys. Like, I'm not asking for a really deep movie about a writer predicting real world events, but something that's a little bit, I don't know, like lightning in a bottle should have been there. Like, they could have done something. Maybe not multiverse, but something like a hallucinating, or maybe she could see the future by itself, something like that. But
Yeah, again, maybe there's going to be a continuation, but I guess this was not reviewed very, very well when it came out, and kind of see what it is. So we have our ratings. Thank you very much for watching. We have a bunch of other content that we're going to review upcoming, including the Fallout Amazon series is dropping.
Yep, that's what
We
we're doing
also
next
have
week.
Godzilla X Kong that Chewbacca and I have seen. So we'll be discussing that at some point in the future as well. But that is it for this episode. Final goodbyes, Chewbacca.
I don't regret watching this, but could have been better.
Final goodbyes, Arnie.
This just proves how much likable Bryce Dallas Howard is. And I liked her the way she is.
And yeah, again, it's not bad. It's just not good. It's like there's a lot of movies that are not good.
I will,
With that, thank you very
I
much
mean,
and see you next time. Bye.